They come to the door, they come to the house of the Prophet Fatima. The companions come to the house of Fatima. They prepare the wood to burn. Fatima to Zahra with Imam Ali alayhi salam are in the house, and the children and Bani Hashim. As they come towards the house, the companion was asked and he was told, O companion, Fatima is inside the house. Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet, is inside the house. His reply was, so what? So what? I want the allegiance of Ali ibn Abi Talib. So there was silence, and finally they put wood outside the door of Fatima. As they put the wood outside the door of Fatima, they started to burn the wood. The house was started to burn. Inside there was confusion. Women and children ran left and right until the order was called. Attack the house of Fatima. Attack the house and bring out Ali ibn Abi Talib. As they push the door to break it open, Fatima, to protect herself, she would hide behind the wall and the door. She would hide behind the wall and door. They repeatedly pushed and broke the rib of Fatima. There was a scream heard from Fatima saying, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Allah, Ya Rasulallah, oh Father, look at what they have done to me. Until finally they dragged Imam Ali in chains outside. But what was left of Fatima? In what state was Fatima? Bleeding from her chest, bruised face from the slap she received. She was left in a sorry and pitiful state. A week or so after this tragic day, moments after this, a period after this tragic day, Fatima to Zahra is in her house. She is weak, she is humble, she is weak from all the bruises. She finally comes to her day. She finally comes to her day, the day in which she would pass away into the heavens. She comes to Fidda and she says, Oh Fidda, my servant, I'm going to the room. I'm going to the room to pray. If you hear me, then know that I am alive. If you do not hear my whispering, then know that I have passed to meet my father, Rasulullah. After an hour or so, Fidda come to the door and listen. Fidda would hear whispering and then she would go away worried. Again she would come to the door of Fatima. She would hear whispering but she would return. Until finally, O Mu'mini, until finally she came to the door. She heard no noise. She heard no noise. Until finally she came to the door and she heard no noise. She opened the door and she saw Fatima lying on the prayer mat. Lying on the prayer mat, she cried out, Oh Zahra, But at this moment, there was a knock on the door. Who had come in? It was Hassan and Hussein, her dear sons. Hassan and Hussein, they came to the door and they asked, the first question that any child would ask when they enter a house is, where is my mother? Where is our parents? Fidla greeted them. Fidla greeted the two children. Hassan and Hussein looked around anxiously. Where is our mother, Zahra? Fidla said, do not worry, do not worry. She is sleeping in the room. Here, have some dinner, have something to eat. Hassan and Hussein looked into the eyes of Fidla and knew something was wrong. For when have you seen us eat dinner without our dear mother, Zahra? For when have you seen us gather without our dear mother Zahra? For when have you seen us gather without our dear mother Zahra? They charged into the room and they saw her mother. Hassan straight away ran to the chest of her mother. Hassan ran to the chest of Zahra. Hussein to the feet, crying out, oh mother! Oh mother Zahra, the world is gonna be dark after you. But then there was Imam Ali that had to appear as well. During their screams, they had to take Hassan away and take Hussein away from the body of Fatima to Zahra. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Wa sayalamu alladhina zalamu ala Muhammadin ayyuhum qalbin yanqalibun.